All righty. Hey, welcome, everybody. It is November 5th, our first weekly conference call in November, and excited about the month already. A lot of y'all are off to a great start. Got several folks with hat tricks and apps on the board, and really excited about having a big November. I know we talked about that last week, but I know we're going to have a bigger November than we did in October, and taking all that momentum through the end of the year. But really excited. I want to do a quick welcome. Some of you, if you're on this call for the first time, we do these calls every single week. Want to give a shout out. Don't always do this, but just want to welcome. I know we do this in Slack often. If you join in Slack, but I want to welcome Brittany Mitchell, Carlos Merced, Stephen Pies, I think I say your last name right, Akeen Miller. I want to welcome all you guys to join in the SLG family and getting started here and partnering with us. And I just want to welcome you here on the call. And I want to just give a shout out or a challenge to all of you and anybody just getting started. To really just commit to dialing. You know, if you're brand new, just getting this going, anybody that's been doing this a while will also tell you that the best thing you can do is start dialing. From my experience, what I've seen is that the tendency is to feel like, for all of us, especially if it's new, selling over the phone or new to selling, insurance or whatever, the tendency is to feel like you have to know everything. What are they going to say? What do you do in this situation? What do you do in that situation? How do I write this app? How do I write that app? And that's why we encourage you to keep it simple. Get started with just one or two carriers and don't overcomplicate the business. But at the end of the day, you just need to start dialing, because once you get moving, that's when you'll start really honing in and learning. The trouble with just studying and studying and studying and not taking action is, we tend to go off and learn a whole bunch of things that maybe aren't even that necessary. And so the best thing you can do is just commit to making a dial. I know I've challenged people sometimes, maybe say, look, before the day ends, make one dial, just one. All you got to do is make one dial. Because typically if you make one dial, they'll make the next one. And oftentimes that turns into a sale, but you just need to commit to getting started, to get your car moving. So I just want to challenge all of you with that. But what I'm going to do, I'm actually, David, I think I might do this a little bit differently. I don't think you've texted. In case, David, you have to hop off the call for an appointment, I'm going to go ahead and let David, you kind of come on first if you're good with that. And then I can kind of come in behind you if needed. If we need to do a shorter call, we will. But, David, are you good? You want to go ahead and kick the call off?
Yeah, I'll jump right into it. Appreciate that. Yeah, I've had an appointment. I've been working for a few weeks, and we've been texting back and forth this morning. But so just kind of wanted to touch on a couple of items real quick that kind of piggybacking already off of what you said, Rich. Some of the key factors in creating success, especially success early. And it all starts, when you're trying to get going and you want to, start building your telesales business, the first step is just take action. Like Rich said, you don't have to know everything. Even using the analogy of putting the keys in the car, going back to when we were all just turning 15 years old, I don't know any of my friends, and now there's some people out there, I'm sure, but that studied every single traffic light, traffic rule. We knew all the ins and outs before our parents just said, here are the keys, go ahead and drive. When we turned 15, at least I know I was just eager to get into the driver's seat. I didn't read anything. I didn't study anything. I had my mom or my dad in the passenger seat. But the first step was I just put the keys in the ignition, turned the car on, and got moving. And it's kind of the same thing in this business. You don't need to know everything. The first thing you need to do is just go ahead and take action. Like Rich said, make a dial. Make dials. Fail your way into success. Fail your way into learning the business. Because the hardest thing for people, and I don't understand what it is, but it's true. The hardest thing for people to do is just get going to make those dials. But if you just make those dials, it will work out for you. I mean, Spencer Holmes didn't know a single thing about the companies before he made his first sale. He literally picked up the phone, dialed, got a lead interested. They just were a low hanger, and he called LBL, and LBL is the people who took all the information because he didn't understand how to do the e-app yet. But because he took action, he got really quick success. and it sparked belief. And then he's remained very consistent, and he learned as he went. And the story kind of goes that way for a lot of people. I know it was that way for me, you know, 5 or so years ago when we were first kind of figuring the proof of concept. Can we even make sales over the phone? Well, the first step we did is let's just give it a shot. I'm going to call somebody, and why do I have to be face-to-face? I mean, I've never been face-to-face to anybody when I bought a mortgage or anything like that. I do everything over the phone or online. So the business is doable. You just have to take action. And really, the biggest thing after you start moving and committing into making those dials, just stay consistent. Whatever your method is, goal is, target is, you know, you just need to stay consistent. You know, are you starting your dials at the same time every day? Are you ending at the same time every day? Are you making the amount of dials you committed to every day? You know, there success leaves clues. And every successful person I know in any industry, in any profession, in any hobby that they're good at, a golfer, whatever, or fisherman, whatever it may be, there's a method, there's a strategy, there's a system that they use. And, you know, don't try to go out and recreate the wheel. A lot of this stuff is a lot easier than you think, because all it requires is activity. You know, if you want to make a sale a day, or if you want to, you know, make 2-3 a week, whatever it may be, well, it's going to start with action, but it's going to sustain itself through your commitment to staying very consistent. I think it's very important to structure your days. It doesn't matter when you start your dials, but it's very, very important to know when you are going to start your dials. You need to have a game plan every day. You know, Scott Poole works a full-time job. John, a lot of people work full-time jobs, and they're so, like John Mantu, so good at working his system. His system's different than the way I work, and it works great for him. He has his system, and he's insanely consistent at this business. Same with Ryan Brooks. Same with anybody that you see in flight. Jerry, they all know exactly how to make their sale. They know their numbers, and they're very consistent on how they work their business. So if you're just getting started, you know, the first thing is just pick up your phone and just make some dials. Get going. Then as you make dials, you know, especially after the first day, at the end of the day, decide, hey, am I working tomorrow? If so, what time am I going to start? How many dials am I going to make? And then create your goals and your targets. And then all you have to do is stay consistent. You know, if I were to go, if my plan, like 99.9% of people in January and their New Year's resolution is to work out more, well, you got to create a plan. You got to say, I'm going to work out X amount of days a week. The thing is, the only part that separates the people who stay with that and who don't stay with that is, first, their commitment, and second, the activity of staying consistent. Just going in there. You know, I remember Rich, I think it was last year or the year before, he was very committed to going in the gym, even if he didn't feel good. And there would be days he would tell me he literally would just walk into the gym, do a couple of reps, and get out of there even if he wasn't feeling good, because he was committed to doing the activity. You know, some days are harder than others. Unexpected things happen. But if you don't wake up with a plan, if you don't wake up with commitment, you know, to achieving your goals, then your body and your mind will naturally find excuses. You know, for whatever reason, our genetic makeup always finds a way to make an excuse, to make you feel good about not following through. And I'll give you a perfect example. Yesterday, I dialed my absolute ass off, and it was a tough day at the beginning. But Rich and I were talking, I was like, I am not stopping until I get my next quote, because I was very, very locked in on my quote goal. Same with Rich. And what ended up happening at like 5:51 p.m. was, boom, we both got people on the phone who were interested, and we both made sales towards the end of the day. And that's what it's all about, because we're very, and the people who are successful in this business, in telesales, are very consistent. It's not about being the best closer. It's not about being the best opener. It's not about knowing the most about the products. It's simply the person who shows up every day and is very consistent at what they do. Just the effort, the consistent activity will separate you so much from the pack, you know, especially if your goal is just to make a few sales a week. In the beginning, you just got to start. Just start. And then do the same thing. Start again. Then do the same thing. Start again. And as you're doing the business, you get better and better and better. You know, one of the best things I was ever told growing up when I was a baseball player was it the mechanics of the game, anything like that. It was a simple quote, and I don't even remember how young I was, but it was, the more you hit, the better you get. You don't need to know everything. Just reps, reps, reps. And as you get reps, you'll learn more. You'll learn your swing more. You'll learn how to get better. Same thing with this business. Build your dial habit. Build your consistency habit. And then commit. Hold yourself accountable. If you need an accountability partner, we're here. Rich holds me accountable all the time. All of you guys hold me accountable. So it's about staying consistent. I know I ran through that really quickly, but I wanted to make sure I could at least get some of that message across before I go do this app here in a moment. But, Rich, that's really everything that I had today in a really, you know, fast-forwarded pace. Is there anything that you want to add to it or questions that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can stay on if you want to piggyback. If you need to hop off, hop off. I mean, awesome stuff. And listen, guys, we talk about this all the time because it really is the secret sauce. I mean, I'm sitting here like, you know, Greg Roberts. Greg, on every single call. But here's the thing. I know you're not always happy with your weeks. I mean, this week you're maybe off target a little bit. You got 7 apps, but you want to make sure you hit your 10, but the week ain't over. But the thing is, always consistent dialing. Everything we're talking about, Greg's like, yeah, I do that. I mean, I don't know if you're thinking that, but I'm just using you as an example because, you know what, dialing every single day, whether you feel like it or not. The reason we talk about this is because the people's consistency to dialing is like the foundation to your business if you're going to be successful at telesales. And so what gets people is the long periods of stopping. And I think the other thing that gets people is John Mantooth, Jerry, I mean, Ryan Brooks, all you guys, I mean, same example. But the what gets people, I think, is that we sometimes can fake ourselves out because we do a lot of dials one day, but then we just, you know, go 3 days where we make 3 dials or no dials at all. And I know life happens and all that. I mean, we get that, and you can run your own journey. Our big thing is if you have goals, make sure that your dials match your goals, right? They don't have to match David's goals. They don't have to match Greg Roberts' goals, but they need to align with your goals, right? John Mantooth's dials align with his goals. They don't have to align with David Tom's goals, right? David might be wanting to write more than John. But at the end of the day, what happens to people is people set really, really aggressive goals, but their dial habits don't line up. Okay. So that's all we're saying. We're not trying to, whatever you want out of this business. Does that make sense, David? Do you have anything you want to add to that or?
No, that's,
he may have hopped off.
Yeah, no, I'm on. Yeah. That's 100% correct. You know, it's like, go watch The Last Dance. Michael Jordan, one of his famous quotes in The Last Dance is, Does your action, you know, follow your goals? It's easy to write big goals. It's easy to verbalize big goals. But does your action follow your commitment? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to put in the work? That's really what it comes down to. And whatever your goal is, there's action and activity that will produce it as long as you stay consistent. It's building the dial muscle, building the foundation of your business. And then you're going to get so much experience where you know exactly what you need to do in order to produce the outcome. And it always averages out.
Yep, 100%. And I want to talk real quick and end. I know we talked about it last week, and there's a video up on SLG Team about it. But I want to talk real quick on the 10K Club commitment. I know we shared this in Slack too, but I want to break it down real quick. And I know for some of you, 10K is that, you know, you, some of you don't want to go to 10K because it would be falling back. I get that. But a lot of people, for a lot of you listening, writing $10,000 in premium would change your life if you could do that. And to me, writing $10,000 and being part of the 10K Club is as much about just staying consistent with this business as anything. But I want to break down kind of what's required. And again, for some of you, if you want to double it and do 20K, then you'll figure out how to do that, right? Because you're just kind of up changing the numbers a little bit. But the key is consistency. So if you've never hit 10,000 premium in a month, I know for a lot of you, based on the goals you've told me you have, the income you could create from doing that, it would really impact your life in a positive way. So I just want to talk about the 10K Club. And again, congrats to all of you that already do this. But, for one, it's giving yourself the proper amount of lead spend. So on the 10K commitment sheet, we put $2,500 a month. Now, again, you might could spend less and write $10,000 in premium, but you might be asking a lot as well. What you find from most 10K Club people that write $10,000 month after month is they're spending somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,500 in leads. So what is that? That's really about $600 a week. So that gives you an idea. If you're spending $200 a week, again, you might do it. You might write $10,000 in premium. But from my experience, most of the time people are going to be spending at least $2,000 to $2,500 a month in leads. So that's kind of step one, is investing in yourself, investing in your leads, and doing it weekly, consistently keeping leads coming in. If you're doing six, if you feel like you're doing that, but then you're having weeks where you're not investing in leads, I assure you it's affecting your production. So the consistency to new leads is important. Anybody that's done this business a while will tell you that when the fresh leads stop coming in, the business gets a little more difficult. Not that we can't find sales. Dave and I could cut off all of our leads for a while, and we could make sales out of inventory, but it gets frustrating after a certain point. We like fresh leads coming in. So you want to commit to a fresh lead spend every single week. But around somewhere in the neighborhood of $500 to $600 a week should get you to where you have enough opportunity to easily write 10K. And you might write 15K. But that gives you the proper amount of leads. Then it's committing, just like David just talked about, it's committing to 100-plus dials per day. And I know a lot of you probably do this, but do you do it every day, right? And if you're in here, even if you have a like somebody like John Mantooth that has other businesses, he still gets his 100 dials in. I know John often gets them in later in the day or in the evening, but he gets his 100 dials in. It's become a discipline for John. Now, he may not be always doing 200 dials a day because he's got other things going on, right? But he gets his 100 dials in. That's why John always writes 10 to 15K in premium. But he gets his consistent dials. I can just tell you, a lot of people, they end up doing 20 dials or 30 dials, and that's fine. But just be honest with yourself. If you're making 20 dials a day and you're in telesales, you probably aren't going to hit the 10K club. Just be honest. So you need to do 100 dials a day. Then, we have drive for 35 quotes. It probably won't take that for you, but that's just a way to overshoot. Drive for quotes. That's 7 quotes a day. Just drive for that. You probably won't need that many, but it's a good goal to have. It's a good goal to drive for. And then commit to 3 to 5 sales a week. But again, that's the last domino. It starts with the leads and the dials and the quotes, and then you start writing 3 to 5 sales a week. And when you write 3 to 5 sales a week, right, the premium's going to average out that you're doing $10,000 in premium. And then it's just really committing to staying plugged in, which all of you are on this call, so you get that. But staying plugged into the community and, like David said, being accountable. And that's it. I mean, that's really all you have to do to be part of the 10K Club. But I think the biggest challenge for people in this business and why people don't write $10,000 in premium is not so much the leads or the objections or whatever. It's life. Right. I can promise you Greg Roberts has distractions. John Mantooth has distractions. Ryan Brooks has distractions. I know David has distractions. He's got 3 little kids. But at the end of the day, it's pushing those. It's even with those distractions, they still focus and put their dials in to match their goals. Right. And many others. I'm just using them as an example. But that's the key, is just committing to that. So if you've never been a part of the 10K Club, you're listening to this and you're like, man, that really would impact me. Imagine, because if you're investing $2,500 and you're writing $10,000 in premium, you're making good money in this business, building a profitable business. And all of you on this call can do that. To me, writing 10K is as much about just deciding to do it and being disciplined and being consistent with your dials. So I just wanted to kind of leave with that. We can do a shorter call, but I know that everybody on this call can do that, right? Maybe it takes you a month. Maybe it takes you a couple months. Maybe you miss the target. But if you just keep at it and you don't stop, then you will achieve it. So, hey, guys, I'm fired up. Let's go out and finish this week's strong. David, any last words that you want to add if you're still on the call?
No, let's just, you know, get out there and set some goals, create targets that are activity-driven, and then all you got to do is execute and just focus. And I'll say this to end on this. The 1% Club's reading a book called Shut Up and Listen. It's an amazing, amazing business book. And, you know, I'm reading it for the second time, and I'm literally re-highlighting certain things. And I was talking to Rich yesterday because one of the quotes in the book, and it's from, I forget his first name, Tillman's his last name, owner of the Rockets, owns a gazillion restaurants, and the chat room was on customer service. And one of the paragraphs mentioned, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to be nice, but it can cost you a hell of a lot to be rude. And that's something in this business I have to often remind myself of, especially if I go through a long stretch of dials of people who aren't interested and also people who are having particularly bad days. You never gain anything from being rude back. And I have to remind myself of that. So I would imagine it would be helpful if other people had that reminder too. You know, Rich's mom used to always say, kill them with kindness. You know, if they're being rude or they're having a bad day, we don't know what's going on, but you can control how you respond. And that makes a big difference. And it can result also in sales. So remember, it doesn't cost you anything to be nice, but it can cost you a hell of a lot to be rude. So let's get out there today. Be positive, focus, and execute, and always be dialing. Let's have a great Friday.
All right, guys. See you on Slack. Let's finish strong.